In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast day of Saint Thomas Aquinas, who is the patron of all the Catholic schools. And today is also first Wednesday of the month. So remember the great Saint Joseph, the foster father of our Lord, today as well, and in his own month of March, and ask that he would protect our families and protect our parish and also all of our priests and bishops in when we do our own share in proclaiming the great learning and word of God Almighty. Saint Thomas Aquinas has been chosen as being the patron of Catholic of schools because of his great learning, of course, but most of all because he also lived as he was teaching. Namely, he wanted to learn, he wanted to teach Christ, but also he wanted to live like Christ. Saint Thomas had big difficulties in becoming a Dominican preacher and a teacher. He was convinced that God wanted him to join the order of Saint Dominic, but his family was fiercely opposed of this plan. But through the great confidence, lots of prayer and grace, Saint Thomas finally was taken into this great Dominican order, so that he could get great teaching and learning. He went to Cologne in Germany and studied there under another saint, namely Saint Albert the Great. And afterwards, he continued his studies in Paris, where he taught philosophy and theology for many years. And if you ever would see the complete, that is the whole collection of all the writings of Saint Thomas Aquinas, you would see that it's an enormous amount of books, works, and letters which this great saint wrote. One wonders how on earth one person who died when he was merely 50 years old, how on earth he could write all that amount of text, and most likely he had some supernatural help. He who always meditated and contemplated our Lord in the Blessed Eucharist, this great Lord also granted him grace to write all that wonderful things. Even though Saint Thomas's works are often difficult to understand if you haven't really studied theology, the Church has called them the treasure house of sacred doctrine, and Church has named Saint Thomas the angelic doctor. This title becomes because the teaching of Saint Thomas seemed to be more divine than human. But the greatness in Saint Thomas did not lie principally in his great learning, but that he loved Jesus so much that he wanted always to act like our Lord had been. Saint Thomas did not want to just believe and to know. He wanted to act as well. He wanted to follow the Lamb. And dear children, that's why he is chosen the patron of all the Catholic schools. In a Catholic church, in a Catholic school, your teachers are put over you so that they could teach you lots of things you need in your life. You are meant to get a good education, but in a Catholic school, the teachers also emphasize you how important it is to be a follower of Jesus in your lives. And very many parents in our own age, they are concerned only about giving their children a proper education, how to do well in this life. those parents who are not interested or do not realize the importance of religion, importance of prayer in the lives of their children. They oftentimes, unfortunately, are lukewarm about the religious instruction of their children. Because if anyone should put his child in a public school, in those places, they might, if he gets lucky, get a good or decent education for a child, but certainly they would not be given a good instruction in faith and morals. Because children, even though it's an important thing to get good education, far, far more important it is to be well instructed in Catholic faith. If you truly think about it, the matter through and through, you spend a really very short amount of time on this earth. If you have a fair enough health, you probably live about 70 or 80 years. But what happens after your death, that is something which you cannot read from the knowledge of books, but that's something which you decide in your prayers, in being faithful to God and to His commandments. Remember always, children, that you are not children of the state. According to the nature, you children, you belong to your parents, and according to grace, you belong to God Almighty. There is no room for state in this system. If you would be educated by the state, you would be educated and raised to be a servant of the state and concerned mainly how to live well in this life. But the Catholic Church, the Catholic school, is so much more interested that you not only get a good education, but you spend your life and eternity with God. You are meant to go to heaven because you are the children of God. And the parents, your parents would neglect your religious education, they would have lots to answer in front of God after their own death. So, children, in this glorious day, remember to be thankful and grateful that you have the privilege to be educated as not only good citizens, but as good Catholics as well. And when you go to a Catholic school, you even have the privilege of attending Holy Sacrifice of the Mass every single day. In this school, you get good education to prepare for this life, and you get religious instruction which helps you and helps you see what the Catholic Church teaches. But in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, you get innumerable amount of graces which help you not only just to know, not only just to believe, but to act well as namely being the follower of the Lamb and being a good Catholic, not just a good citizen. If your parents would neglect your religious education and let the state and raise you, then you would truly be slaves of the state, not free, but imprisoned to the passions and the bad things going on in the world. That would truly be, like our Lord says in the proper last gospel today, if a blind man guide a blind man, both fall into a pit. Instead, remember this day, children, remember Saint Thomas Aquinas. He truly loved books and he loved learning, but he loved God even more. If you are meant to be happy in heaven, that means that you must want to know about God as much as you can. And if you love God, if you love the Catholic Church, you are getting graces also to act well in this life. Because if you believe and you act well in this life, only then your life is a success, because after your death you will be taken to heaven. Say a good thanksgiving prayer to God today of the privilege of getting the graces daily from Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And say also prayer for all those poor souls who don't see yet that the most important life, the most important thing in life is God, because it's from God we have received our life, and it's to God we must entrust our lives after our death as well. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.